This morning we're going to be encountering some folks from the City Theatre production of Ruthless. That's hard to say even, you know, Ruthless. I wonder what's the origin of Ruth. We never say Ruthful, but anyway, Ruthless is the name of the musical. And Jim Lindsay is the director of the production.
Yes, John. Thanks for having us.
And how did you come to choose Ruthless as a show?
That's a great story. City Theater, every June during Pride Month, City Theater does either a gay forward or a drag styled or some sort of wacky comedy musical that I get to choose. And in recent productions, we've done Pageant, the musical. Last year, we did Nonsense. And this year, I chose Ruthless, the stage mother of all musicals.
And why is he called that?
Ruthless is a funny little off-Broadway musical that's really a Valentine and a punch in the gut all at the same time to all the genre of musical comedy. Mm-hmm. So it's called the stage mother of all musicals because it is a send-up of musicals like Gypsy.
That's the first one that came to mind.
That's it. Yeah, and that should come to mind. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you don't recognize the Gypsy lines and the Gypsy lyrics and the Gypsy licks in the songs you're about to hear, we're doing it wrong. So yeah, Gypsy is definitely number one there. The other ones that Joel Paley really adored, the movies that he really adored, were The Bad Seed, All About Eve, Mommy Dearest. So these are the sort of films that create that really way out there, almost noir style mm-hmm. that we have to bring to the show. So that's why it's called Ruthless. Not to mention the fact that everybody in the cast has an axe they need to grind.
So we're going to hear some of them this morning. And first up, what do we have?
The first song we have is one of our opening numbers. It's called Born to Entertain. It's sung by Little Miss Tina Denmark. If you don't know the show, John, you probably would imagine Annie meets Helter Skelter.
Okay. And so is she sort of the bad seed of this
production? She is the bad seed. But she's a darling in this particular number.
But she looks so sweet.
Yeah, that's because she's a great actress.
You know, in the movie, they had a blonde girl playing the bad seed.
Correct.
And you know, because blondes were not supposed to be bad.
Correct. Right?
But she was.
Yeah.
She was real.
There might be even a blonde wig in the show.
Oh, well, that might be interesting. Okay, so let's hear.